to heaven.
The last Big 500, 1150 CKOC.
Well, it checked in at number one on our Big 500 of the 70s last year, the Eagles and Hotel California. On the last Big 500, they're at number four with Hotel California. Before that, well, a song that's been at the top of the Big 500 chart a few times over the years, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven at number five. And now it's song number three on the last Big 500. Elvis Presley and Can't Help Falling in Love, 1150 CKOC.
The legend will never be forgotten.
1150 CKOC, Hamilton.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
CKOC and song number two on the last Big 500, The Beatles and Hey Jude. We're almost there. It is almost time to launch TSN 1150. We've got one song left to play. The last Big 500, number one song is coming up next.
Listen weekdays on Classic Hits 1150 CKOC as we tour the store with East Hamilton Radio General Manager Robert Bragdon. Or take your own tour at East Hamilton Radio, Barton at Kenilworth, Hamilton. Exceptional living
because Barclays Premier League lives on TSN.
We are only moments away from the launch of TSN 1150, an all-sports radio station for Hamilton and Niagara. But first, the number one song on the last Big 500. Before we get to that, on behalf of all of the people who have walked the halls of 1150 CKOC, whether behind the mic or behind the scenes, we would like to thank you, the listeners. It has been our extreme pleasure and honor to have served you over these many years. And now this station will go on, continuing to serve the community in a different fashion, but serving it nonetheless. And now the number one song on the last Big 500. A band that has been around almost as long as CKOC has been cranking out the hits. And they have had many of them. And they have been a staple of CKOC's playlist, whether as a hit station or as an oldies station. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one song on the last Big 500, The Rolling Stones and Satisfaction on 1150 CKOC.
It's a word that can conjure up a myriad of meanings. It might take you back to that little league game where you made the big catch.
There's a long drive to deep, deep center field, base back to the wall. That's an incredible catch. What a catch by Willie Mays.
It might remind you of a day your favorite team won it all.
Hamilton Tiger Cats on the last play of the game beat the Saskatchewan Rough Riders 13-10.
Sports. The stories. The heartbreak.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
The competition. The glory.
Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Sports from fields to rings.
And Hamilton can take it to the house. Touchdown! High catch. Crosby scores. The gold medal to Canada.
To courts and beyond.
There's a crossover. Lowry connects.
This is Hamilton's new home for sports. This is the Sports Network. This is TSN 1150 Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to Labor Day, everyone. I'm Marshall Ferguson, and I am proud
to share this special moment in Hamilton sports with you. I'm not talking about the battle for first place in the East Division. We will break down today's all-important matchup between your Hamilton Tiger Cats and their hated rivals, the Toronto Argonauts, shortly. But today, and specifically the first minutes of this broadcast, are all about the big picture. Today is about history. While an iconic Hamilton radio station that brought you oldies music is no longer, I'm honored to be able to bring you with my incredible team here at TSN 1150, the ultimate in timeless classics, sports classics. We all have a connection to athletics, whether it's freezing your backside off during a cold, rainy November playoff game at the old Ivor Wynne Stadium, watching Mario Lemieux get the game-winning goal to win the 1987 Canada Cup at former Cops Coliseum, or taking in any of the numerous awesome Hamilton amateur sports available. We all have a favorite sports-related moment because sports are powerful. They tie us together and they can push us apart for about 3 hours or so. Looking at you, Argos fans, but what they always do is excite us. Hamilton is a city in need of sports radio because it has always been a city of exciting sports. The hits will come from a great forecheck or an unseen blitz now instead of from a ballad or a kick drum, but the moments and memories created together with family, friends, and your rabid Hamilton Tiger Cat fans will last longer than any song ever could. This is a new era in Hamilton radio, and it comes at a perfect time when the marquee team in Hamilton, the Tiger Cats, have entered a prosperous new era in the franchise's storied history. For the first time in 15 years, the Tiger Cats have made it back-to-back trips to the Grey Cup. And should they make it to Winnipeg this November, which I know you are all hoping for, in the CFL's championship week, it would be the first time in 30 years Hamilton has participated in three straight Grey Cups. The Tiger Cats serve as a great representation of this city and this region. The 2015 Ticats are a team with a purpose and a singular goal in mind, to be the very best. That was what they talked about right from the first day of training camp. And Hamilton is now a city with great purpose and motivation while forging a new identity as a city reborn. The goal has always remained the same, to be the best. Through the good times and the bad, Ticats fans have always been there, emotionally invested, grinding it out, because that's what Hamilton is, a grinded out kind of town, and that's what sports are about. We are proud at TSN 1150 to be the home of the Hamilton Tiger Cats as they continue their quest for their ninth Grey Cup championship this season. So get excited, Hamilton. We are all in this together. 1150 AM has always been a part of your family. Now we want you to be a member of our team. This is TSN 1150 Hamilton, and I'm ecstatic to be able to be the first voice on this radio station, followed very closely by a man who knows a heck of a lot more than I do about the CFL, TSN, sports in general, maybe even life. It's Jim Taddy. How are you, sir?
How do you follow that?